This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. When it comes to eyewitness identification, now you see it, now you don't, may be the new watchwords. This case got started in the early morning hours one New Year's Day when Rodney was shot in an apartment in Camden, New Jersey. James heard a gunshot, walked in and saw George holding a handgun with Rodney bleeding on the floor. As George left, he said to James, "Don't rat me out. I know where you live." Rodney died 10 days later, and during questioning, James was shown 8 photos. He eliminated 6 right away, but had a lot of trouble before he finally chose George from the last 2. James later testified that a detective nudged him to choose George's photo and that he felt under pressure to make the choice. The court found eyewitness identification to be seriously lacking in accuracy, stating it is widely recognized as the single greatest cause of wrongful convictions in this country, that memory can be distorted, contaminated, and even falsely imagined. So eyewitness identification is under the microscope, and seeing is not necessarily believing. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.